everybody. It's Jess. Thanks for getting together with us last week. How'd you like the episode? I got so excited about analytics, thanks to Joe's really good explanation, that I like basically begged him to do a bunch of analytics projects this week, which is ridiculous, like, for the person who's the head storyteller in this office. I certainly hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. So you may be wondering why I'm in your podcast feed on Monday. Me too. How'd I get here? What? Oh God, why am I in the office on Sunday recording this? I'm mostly kidding, but we do have an announcement to make. We've had such amazing response to the get-together, we decided to get together live on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern with some of our smartest friends from around the world. So we're moving from our podcast, which is Joe and I, to the get-together live on Tuesdays, featuring a panel of incredible humans we've met across the last 2 years, driving change in the arts, technology, and beyond, as you know. So you're getting a little nibble at a moose bouche, if you will, every Monday before our live show on Tuesdays and our podcast drop on Thursdays. This week we got to talking about a center in Brooklyn that wants to be the Netflix of performance. Some big, big shoes to fill, but also something that, like, we're all really behind. We want it to work. So it was a really good thing that our panel on the Get Together Live includes Justin Masterson, who is a producer of London's biggest center for free space for artists, Louisa Lyons, a historian of filmed theater, and, you know, a tech and media entrepreneur, some guy named Joe White, who knows the ins and outs of subscription models. In true TGT fashion, it is smart, it is thought-provoking, and it is absolutely ridiculous. So take a listen.
So what I'm interested in is adding digital and adding streaming to this model, because that opens up the audience. They're not just limited to people living in Brooklyn or in New York area. They could potentially have people from the UK, from Australia, accessing their content. And so I wish more theaters were making that part of their model.
I mean, that seems to be more sustainable, right? Like, I mean, for me, like, I'm in the Midwest right now, so I think about, like, Chinese buffets, right? It's just like, if somebody can keep coming back to your show, if somebody can keep coming back for more crab rangoon or more egg rolls, then, like, at some point, like, where's your margin? Like, where's your profit? Like, and like, if people are blocking other people from getting more egg rolls, meaning that, like, if somebody buys a seat, you know what I mean, and keeps coming back, like, who are they stopping at this $25?
Ah, what is the end of Jermaine's sentence? Do you also only go to Chinese buffets for unlimited food? And why are we comparing theater performance business models to egg rolls? Join us for the Get Together Live every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern on the Broadway Unlocked YouTube channel. And look out for the podcast you know and love every Thursday. Thanks so much for being a part of our community and helping us to grow. We appreciate each and every one of you who've tuned in for our first year, sent texts, screenshot ridiculous things we've said, and who've shared this with other awesome humans in the arts and technology. Let's keep growing this group of folks inventing the future we all want to be a part of. Have a great week.